This is the 10th and final video in the marketing questions that you should be asking. Should ask questions number 10, SAQ number 10. And SAQ number 10 sounds a little like this. How can I attract perfect prospective clients to me in a way which is regular, which is consistent, and which is predictable? And this question is so important for you to ask. And the reason is this. Unless you attract predictable streams of perfect prospective clients to you, then the danger is you're always going to be playing the feast and famine game in business. Feast, famine, and frenetic activity. You see, until you've built about 80 to 90% predictable revenue in your business, recurrent revenue, then you're going to need some consistency and predictability. Without that consistency and predictability, planning ahead is very difficult to do. And you're constantly going to feel trapped by your business. Without that consistency and predictability, you're also going to be tempted to give up on a marketing strategy which is almost reaching success, which round the corner could have been your ticket to freedom. Consistency and predictability is truly important in your business until your recurrent revenue has almost taken over your total revenue. So if those are the problems, what then are the solutions? Well, I've given you lots of hints to that solution throughout the whole of this series of videos. And the solution lies in you creating a system. And a system is a process of events that you've tested and tried almost to perfection that continue delivering predictable results. That's a system. And you need systems. One of the phrases we use in the Advisor Gym with my clients is creating a condition of success. I love that phrase, creating a condition of success, creating a series of processes, a series of steps, a condition, if you like, in your business where success, whatever your mood, is almost predictable. I'm going to repeat that. Creating a series of processes and systems, a condition where success, whatever your mood, is almost predictable. Wouldn't that be a great position to hold in your business? A predictable outcome and result. How on earth do you do that? I'm now going to explain how you can create your own system, your own series of processes, your own marketing conditions for success. What I would do if I were in your shoes, if I was hearing this for the first time, is I'd do this. I'd go back over the notes that you've made, and I hope you've made notes whilst watching this series of videos, of all the SAQ videos and the FAQ videos, go over them again and highlight those things, those marketing methods and strategies that you think might work for you. I then list those marketing methods and strategies in some sort of order, some sort of step-by-step order, until you feel, you know what, that makes sense to me. And then I do this. I'd make a series of notes which might look something like this. First of all, step one, I'll decide on my target market and I'll write that down. I'll probably decide by looking at what market I currently deal with that's most interesting and comfortable for me. That might give me some clues. Or I might try a new target market, but I'll write down my selected niche target market. Then what I'll do is I'll meet one or two people in that target market, hopefully one of my existing clients, and I'll ask them some questions. What are the problems and frustrations in your market, in your world? And I'd write that down. Then I'd ask myself the question, can I communicate those problems and frustrations in a way that's very clear to people in that target market so that they believe and understand that I understand them? Then I'd ask myself the question, step number four or five, do I have the solutions to those problems? Having written that down and seen what solutions I could possibly offer, I might then test out my articulation of the problems and my solutions in amongst some safe people within that target market. Again, hopefully some of my clients. I then probably write down the next step, which would be to take those solutions and those problems and communicate them in a meeting where my target market gathers. maybe a business networking meeting or a conference within their environment. And I just check out whether my articulation of their problems and solutions have any meaning or reaction to them. Those are the first steps I'd conduct in testing out my marketing system process. The next step I'd do would be to do this. Once I've sort of understood that I know the target market, I get it, and I understand their world and their language, I then sit down and line up the marketing events, the marketing steps and strategies that I need to take in some sort of order. Would I conduct maybe a seminar with an accountant or solicitor to that market? Would I do that first? Or would I go to some business meetings, collect some cards, and organise a follow-up process, an automated, interesting follow-up process? Would I do that first? Or would I create a series of newspaper or journal articles that that target market would naturally see and read? Would I do that first? I'd simply line up the order of events that I think work one after the other, so that each event flows into the next event or strategy. Let's review briefly, because we covered quite a lot of ground already. What we've done so far in our system or series of processes is to, first of all, make sure you understand the market, you get the market, and that they know that you understand them. Then you've lined up the order of events in some sort of meaningful order, where one event delivers results to the next event, and the whole process is designed to flow smoothly from step to step. Now, here's what you do next. What you're now going to do is to create that sense of predictability and indeed design inevitability into your process and system. You're going to do something very simple. You're going to calendar or diary events. For example, on a quarterly and monthly basis, what I would do is calendar the number of target market meetings I would go to. Put it in the calendar, plan it 3 to 6 months ahead. I would design and calendar the number of newsletters I'd send out to the prospective market, prospective perfect clients, and to my existing clients, or blogs, weblogs, or other communication methods. That would go in a calendar regularly, consistently, and predictably. I would calendar or diary the number of articles I'd write to send to professional press, local media, or even national media, so that there's some consistency in that process. I diary all of these things, put it on a calendar. When you put that on a calendar, some predictability starts building into your life. Let me give you an example of that. As I give you this example, I want you to watch out for the steps that I insert to deliver predictability and some sort of inevitable outcome. In our business, our Advisor Gym organisation, when working with our clients, here's one of the things we do. We create a 12-month calendar. We plot all the events in their programme 12 months ahead. And more scary than that, we publish that to them. We publish it to the world. So they now know when the workshops, the seminars, the new services, the new products, and all those series of marketing activities are going to be delivered 12 months ahead. That's scary. What does that mean I have to do? Well, I have to deliver on time, every time, exactly as they expect. And that puts pressure on me to deliver some sort of result at the right time. And guess what? Whatever my mood, whatever's happening in the business, whatever's happening in our lives, we deliver the expected results. It's inevitable. It's predictable. That's what I mean by creating a condition around you whereby the result is almost predictable. What I've done for you today is to show you how I've created and how you can create a condition, if you will, a marketing system which produces predictable results. You see, marketing really is not an event. It is a system, it is a process. And if you can just design your marketing system that's right for you, the result for you will be predictable attraction of prospective perfect clients. That's exactly what you want, isn't it? What I did a number of years ago in using this condition, this system and process for me, was to create a process which produced 7 niche perfect clients every single week to me and my business. 7 every week. Wouldn't you love a result like that? And we did that for 3 years non-stop, until in the end we had to shut it off, shut the flow off, because we had enough and more than enough to deal with. And if I can do that, you know what? You can do that too. Well, congratulations, you've come to the end, not only of the 10th in the series of videos regarding should ask questions about marketing, but the 20th in the whole series of videos on marketing that we've created so far. And you may be asking yourself this question: why is he doing this? Why at the Advisor Gym are we spending the time, the effort, and the money in creating this series of educational and information business videos? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not because we're having an ego trip. It's not because we want to impress. There's something else going on. This is the tip of a substantial iceberg of business information and education processes. What you've seen so far is nothing compared to what we prepared for you and will continue preparing for you and what lies ahead. You see, I understand what is coming in this industry, and that's why I'm preparing and delivering this information, this knowledge, these skills, and this wisdom for you. I understand that in the future, in this killer era of competition, it is not going to be enough to be a superb, competent technician. Neither is it going to be enough to have beautiful, empathetic skills and develop client relationships in that way. That is great, and you need that, but it is simply not going to be enough to thrive in the future as opposed to merely survive. What is needed is to have a business that fires on all cylinders. What is needed is to have business skills coupled with technical competence and professional ability. And that combination is what we're delivering at the Advisor Gym. One of my missions is to push you out of your technical comfort zone and help you create a business, a small business that works and works effectively. By doing that, I know that I'll help free you from being entrapped in a business, a financial planning practice as it's called nowadays, which enslaves you until you're so exhausted you crawl off into retirement. And I don't want that for you. I don't want it for me either. And so what you need to recognize is, if you're going to develop those skills, one of the skills that you need to master within that whole realm of capacity is the ability to understand and implement superb marketing strategies. The most worrying thing about not having marketing as part of your business armory, of not having this competence as a core part of your behavior pattern, is that there will be those that do have that skill, that do have that knowledge, that have implemented those marketing strategies, and they will simply push you aside as they grab the parts of the market that they desire and that probably you do as well. So how exactly do you acquire such highly profitable knowledge, such information, such wisdom? Well, I'll tell you the first step. Go to our advisorgym.com website. That's advisorgym.com. Go to our website, and there you'll be able to acquire, grab for yourself, the first in a series of entrepreneurial reports that we've created. And the first one is called the IFA Marketing Manifesto. It's 79 pages of step-by-step client attraction processes that you can implement in your business. Once you've gained access to your IFA Marketing Manifesto, you'll realize there's more to come. Because secondly, what you need to do is plug yourself into the regular blogs and newsletters that we produce at the Advisor Gym. And this is what will happen when you do that. You'll have access to and be constantly informed about forthcoming events, things like seminars and workshops, things like interviews with top effective business people, influencers in your industry, new tools, new templates, new books, new downloads, a whole range of facilities to help you create a successful, and fulfilling future for you and the ones you love. At this point, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for being with me in this video series. Thank you for allowing me to share with you. I hope you've learned a great deal that's useful to you. And you know what? You now realize there's more. There's more to help you create more revenue, to help you work less time, and to free you to live the kind of life that you really want to live. If you just go to the Advisor Jim website, advisorjim.com, and collect your IFA marketing manifesto, you'll realize that what we've begun to do is help to support you to create an inevitable future. I look forward to seeing you there.